Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today is July 22nd, 2015, and we are in New York City. We are at East 53rd Street in York Avenue, and we're here today because this is the entryway to the promenade to near the pier. And so what I wanted to feature today also is the Rockefeller University. So between, to go to the pier, we came to this particular location, again, at 63rd and York Avenue, and we're starting here at the Rockefeller University Pro Bono Humanities and Scientific, I guess, Science and Elderly Studies. It was in 1901 that the Rockefeller was established. And so it's an awesome view. There's a blurb going throughout the city. There's posters, flyers. It's blurbed everywhere in the magazine. And it's a slogan, and it says, point of view. So we decided to start to think about some of the points of view that I have encountered since I have been in New York. So, you know, from every point there's a view in Manhattan. But, you know, some people like you to, like, you know, itemize or document some of the better points of view, you know, that you've taken. So, you know, from Roosevelt, the cable car system, that was an awesome point of view. You know, we went to the Metropolitan Museum. That was an awesome point of view. And then we also went to the Library Hotel, which has an awesome point of view. Lord & Taylor Windows have an awesome point of view. And then we went to Tower 49 on yesterday. And there they have an awesome point of view and perspective. So today we're here at York and 63rd, and we're going on the promenade, which is on the side. If you go straight down York, you'll walk right onto the promenade. And there you'll find an excellent point of view. And the view is also of the Rockefeller University. You can find the biggest sign there that says its name from the bridge, which is like the promenade. And then there's an awesome view, you know, otherwise. We've been here before, but I came again today just to check this point of view out because they're naming so many. And then we have so many points of view from Central Park that I took pictures, and all of my points of view that I've taken, even from ground level and from the pier over at the Intrepid, has also points of view. And also from the Brooklyn Bridge and everywhere else, there's just points of view all over Manhattan. You can't miss one. So I'm going to post some pictures of the points of view that I find here today, and then you'll be able to understand that that's one of the activities that you can do whenever you visit New York. Take a lot of snapshots because a lot of people like to see, you know, your point of view, where you were in the city and, you know, how you took a picture from that exact angle. So as we learned to use our camera phones to take pictures, which was one of our other shows, we wanted to get accustomed and familiar with that particular perspective, your point of view. And remember, we decided on a perch or, you know, if you're looking down, squat and then take the picture up and try to use your body as a tripod and do all the different angles. That was stuff we learned as points of view as well. So today we're here to talk about our third anniversary year on Blog Talk Radio. Again, my name is Tammy Joyner here on The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And today we're talking about processing a jingle. So what we wanted to do was to get a jingle for the show. So we don't have an intro, we don't have an outro, and so we wanted to get something made. Of course, you probably could go to our microphone and sing a song or sing anything we want to sing about our show, but we thought that it was nice to go online and find someone who would create a jingle for us. So we decided to do that. So after, like, a lot of research, I found Fiverr, which I think is spelled F-I-V-E-R-R, and it's a particular website, and it is www.fiverr.com, so don't forget to press F-I-V-E-R-R, so it's two R's at the end, .com. And when we found this particular site, you can find a lot of different companies there that will make jingles for you, make songs for you, they'll write for you, they'll create for you, they'll do almost anything like technical as far as writing paperwork up, if anything you need written, anything you need, you know, a song or something like that, or happy birthday to anyone. It's almost like a telegram system too, and you can have anything made via video from like anyone from Kermit the Frog to to a Cookie Monster. And thereafter we saw some of that, we decided to get our own puppet. And so that's when Little Bear came about, that he was able to sing happy anniversary to us last year, because Fiverr also has a lot of puppets that can sing happy anniversary to you. So ultimately, we're going to make company for Little Bear, and we'll get some Fiverr stars to do some intro outros, or like, you know, little messages for us for the show over the next year before the next anniversary. So we wanted to like give a major shout out to Fiverr. We were looking for an artist. So the artist that we found was the Audio / Network. It's called Audio _ Network. And so they have a professional radio sound, and they also, you know, have the acoustic value of a nice radio station, and use a nice microphones and everything. And because we didn't want to go too generic with any type of music like pop or R&B or rap, we could have got a rap star from Fiverr's collection to do a rap for us, or we could have got, you know, like a Telegram, say like a 1950s or 60s style singer to croon us a song, or, you know, a lady to harmonize for us. But we decided to just go with something very basic, like a voiceover just saying Theory of Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. So if they sing that, or if they just pronounce it and use a lot of, like, background for the, like, just like they advertise, it's going to be a great deal. So we were happy to do that. Now, sometimes when you get to Fiverr, they say it's anything at Fiverr is $5. So that's the reason it's Fiverr. So it's an excellent, you know, it's almost no cost, even though it's a, you know, small cost. We wanted to try something as low cost to no cost. But it was $5 at low cost. But when you get there, when you ask for a few more points, or if they say whatever you were looking for, like spoken words or something like that, it's going to cost you another $5. If you say you want, you know, something else in addition, then it might cost you a $10. So it ran up a little bit more than what we thought we were going to pay, but it wasn't actually over, you know, any excessive number, and it wasn't anything, you know, too excessive for what they advertised. It said it's going to be $5. It's a little more than $5, you know, and it's not a big deal. So you can have a lot of fun with that. It's professional, and we wanted to try it this year for the show. We wanted to buy our show an anniversary gift. So for the third year anniversary, we participated to get an intro, outro, jingle type situation going on for A Theory of Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. So my name is Tammy Jordan. We're here again, and we're talking about creating an intro, outro for the show, and we can upload it. If you've ever been to our studio board on our computers, when I do the show, I do them out in the field. So I'm like, you know, on location, on site, I'm live, you know, from a particular location. So whenever I'm live like that, you know, I don't have my laptop with me, so I didn't log in with my laptop. And the screen doesn't come on, doesn't display on my cell phone, even though I probably could upload it on my phone. So if when you call in, I might not be available at the desk. Never believe that we're ignoring you. I'm not live from the, I don't have a computer screen with me. I didn't bring the laptop. So when we're at home and we're doing a show and I answer calls, or if we have calls, then, you know, I'm able to answer at that point. So that's why, you know, it happens that way. We're not ignoring you. So you're here at A Theory of Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. We're discussing our third-year anniversary. We're talking about Fiverr. It's an advertising company that creates promos for just about anything. They do a lot of other things. They have kids products. They have adult products. If you're a kid at heart, they have products. If you want a professional product, they have it. They do writing. They do jingles. They do songs. They do celebrations, anniversaries. They do just about anything in anyone's voice, and singing anything that you possibly may find. So this year we're creating an intro, outro. As we said, the jingle should last only a few seconds. They only give you a few seconds. They can do anything under 30 seconds. So if they do promos, and they do products, and they do slogans, they do jingles. And if we wanted to define jingle and let you know what an intro outro is, it's the intro will be the introduction of the show. You'll have like a little song, like Blog Talk Radio, and you know they'll say something like that, A Theory of Pairing. And so we thought that would be awesome. And then outro, it goes A Theory of Pairing on Blog Talk Radio. You know, so we're trying to create something like that to sound professional. And so they'll do everything like that. And then a jingle is a short tune used to advertise and for other commercial uses. So if this is like, you know, a network station, it's its own, you know, online radio station, it's blogging, you know, it's everything to promote and advertise and, you know, give information and communicate. So this is one of those commercial uses where we'll be able to promote our particular site with Fiverr. And so That's basically what we had lined up for this show. I'm going to take, they said it takes 24 hours. Well, it does. It takes 24 hours to you for you to hear back from the artist who said that they would, you know, do your promo. So I heard back from the audio underscore network today, and they said, give me more information. What do you want me to say? And they asked me about three questions. I gave them a lot of information. I told them we're Theory Piano on Blog Talk Radio. I tried to give them a hyperlink. I gave them a picture of us. Martell and I, the same picture that we have on Blog Talk Radio at Theory of Parenting. I gave them a short blurb about what our show is about, a communication platform for teens and parents. I tried to send them, you know, a link to our Amazon.com page to let them know that, you know, we have books available. If they want to do a short research, it could take under like 5 or 6 minutes. They could do all of that in just, you know, briefly searching our name on the Google or any Yahoo or AOL or any search engine. So they're going to ask you for information. So then 24 hours, you get a call back. So we got that call back in 24 hours. So then he said it should be ready by July 25th. So today is, we opened with the show. We said July. Today was July 22nd, 2015. But today is actually July 21st, 2015. And I had this show lined up for tomorrow, and I had something else lined up for today. So that's why I was reading off my paper, and I had to correct myself there and let you know that I do know the date. So we're working on that, and I'm excited about it. I talked to Martell about it. He said it's a go, and we went ahead and do that. We have some other stuff lined up. You know, he's interested in the show. He's interested in this anniversary gift. He's interested. His birthday is coming up. I'm not sure if he wants to blog for his birthday. Hopefully we can sit back and have some lunch and, you know, buy some nice cute outfits. This summer's so hot. So summer, you know, clothes, a new T-shirt, some pants, or some shorts or something. And both of us can go out and have some lunch for his birthday. And, you know, do a blog, you know, and do a happy birthday blog and just say, you know, we're celebrating at, you know, XYZ restaurant in Neptune, New Jersey, or maybe we'll go to another participating restaurant. Hopefully he'll take me to IHOP. But I asked to go to McDonald's to have that sirloin promo, that new sirloin burger. And, you know, it was a giant-sized burger. You know, it has the fries and the new drink. Some of them get the new lemonade they have for summer promos. And we always try to encourage getting promos because everything is going to be there that's regular all season. But when summertime comes and the different holidays come and they have the eggnog shakes and they have, you know, different things for the summer like lemonade, you know, we encourage you to, you know, get the promos because they're seasonal and you deserve a new flavor or promo for the season. So it's like another little gift you can just pick up for yourself that everyone else thinks that you're entitled to that you'd never pick up for yourself. So we are like, want to do that. And so, you know, I gave them gifts and everything, and now we have the celebration and his birthday every year in the same month of July. It's this show promo and celebration and anniversary. And then we have his birthday. He'll be turning 19 years old this year. And I gave him cash, of course. I got him some shirts. I got him some jewelry for Theory of Jewels. That's already featured in this year's Theory of Jewels, the anniversary edition. And we got him, you know, a card and a gift bag. And then we're going to get, you know, some other things that he, you know, said he would enjoy, plus the items for the show and plus the book for the anniversary. So we have, like, a few gifts around. He didn't want to do a party. He never, like, wanted to do a party. So we haven't done a party in years. We do home parties, and we haven't gone out to celebrate at some of the family complexes and resorts and vacation spots. But that's yet to come. So he's working now. He's saving money. He said he's, you know, going to commit to, you know, moving home. So hopefully, you know, we'll decide, like, you know, when we can go out and about and let you know that we're going to actually do a show live and schedule with a resort or schedule with a mall or schedule with someone and ask them to let us use the free section of the mall or the free section of the library to have a live audience and that where we both can actually, you know, get out some flyers, some poster boards, give out some pamphlets, and start to work our show, you know, with our business plan working and, you know, with the license and get out there and let you see us do the show so you can participate and we can have loads of fun. So, you know, this is our third year and we're still doing a lot of new things. You know, we went from guests, you know, to going out to Landmark, and then we went and did some, you know, some topics on teens exclusively, and we did the book time, and then we did the time when we did all of the music, and then we have our segments on all of those different things. So you know, we've taken the show a lot of different directions, and we have a lot of departments and a lot of, you know, different efforts that we use here. And now we're getting into our photography with our camera phone. And, we're just not stopped growing. We haven't stopped growing. And we plan to continue to grow until you see us, like, actually out in public doing some live stuff together. And that will be the whole effort of the show. And so then when we both become a host, then, we'll be the co-creators together, and we'll be the host together, and that will be the entirety of the show, and then so on and so forth. So that's our particular time for this show. We'll get some new stuff going for you later in the month. Every day, you know, we have to find a location here. We have to, you know, come up with some new topics, come up with some new footage, and, you know, our time is coming to an end. We have a little less, almost 30 days left here in New York. Maybe a little more, you know, we have the month of September, and then we have just the bottom of this month. So then we're going to be moving on to our next challenge, new city, new state possibly. And so that's going to be awesome and good. So we, encourage you to, you know, call us, contact us, and, you know, stay looking and know that, you know, the show is going to get better. And we're enjoying what we do, and we thank you for, you know, listening to us. And if you ever wanted to know about us, you know, now you don't have to wonder. You know, the answers are available. So that's our show for today. Until next time.